be exalted, O Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord.
Jesus.
We worship you, Lord. We worship our God. We praise you. We proclaim your goodness, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord Jesus, we worship you. We exalt you, praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't already, why don't you just join me in worshiping him? Just worship him. Just give him the honor and the glory due his name.
You are almighty.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship the Lamb of God. We exalt you. You are our own, O God. We worship you. We exalt you, Lord. Oh, praise our God. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful, 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 Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise thee. Our wonderful Savior, our wonderful Lord. We acknowledge your greatness. We worship you. We recognize your majesty, O God. We praise you. We open our hearts to you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I worship you and all that's within me. O God, I praise you. I honor you, Lord Jesus. Praise his mighty name. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He hath done great things. Amen. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, we bless your name, O God. We worship you. That's within us, the best we can. We want to tell you how much we love you and are grateful and worship you, Lord. And Lord, we just want to again come before you, before that throne of grace, and as we acknowledge your greatness, as we acknowledge the grace you've poured out, we want to beseech you on behalf of these girls, Lord. Once again, we want to come and ask that you'll meet them, that you'll do a great work in that village, in that cottage, oh Lord, in each one of these girls. Oh God, Lord, we just ask that there'll come a breakthrough. And Lord, as the village theme is freedom, set souls free. Break down the hindrances, Lord, the timidity. Give a real liberal a move there, God, a liberty where they can enjoy your presence. They can have ears that hear the word. We pray it'll be salvations. We pray, God, the Holy Spirit will sweep through that that camp. We know this is your heart, and we know, God, that you you in your sovereignty rely on us to pray and believe it through. And we do. We cry up and we call upon your name. For these cottagers, Lord, God, come to these children. Win them for the kingdom early. Why not, Lord? God, we pray that that the enemy will have a great loss because of this week. And many souls will come to be in your kingdom, we pray, and to know you, know their sins are covered. We trust you to do it, Father, and we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Whenever I see the girls, that when they're lined up, I always offer up a prayer. I say, God, meet them, meet them, meet them. It's an integral part of this camp. And why not, right? When it's getting dark out there, why shouldn't God cause it to get lighter in here? And souls that live for him. We're going to have a little bit of a different meeting, but it doesn't mean that Jesus isn't going to manifest himself. He is going to. And the sermon title tonight is Jesus Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. And that's what we're going to hear about. I'm going to set down some rules, though. It's okay to have some fun and to giggle and laugh. I like laughing. It's healthy. It works like a medicine. I didn't write that. I think that's in the Bible. But, you know, I want you to be serious. I don't want you to be nervous. Or, you know, I grew up in church and I didn't care for testifying. You know, I didn't want to be testify. But I went to a church where I had to testify. And that was good for me. And Sister Grace Schultheis, you know, she was one of our pastors. And, you know, she would like to call on you. And you couldn't hide. It was a small church. And, you know, there was no place to hide. But she would call on us. And I thank God for it. It's the best thing. And then when I came to camp, Reverend Gardner was here. You know, he made us to know as staff that we were going to testify at least once during that week. And I think, Brother Paul, you uphold that, right? I mean,
the director was up to the minister.
Okay. Well, if oh, let me think. Yes, we're going to do it. You know, it's good for you, but don't be nervous. Just as we've been worshiping, think of the glorious salvation that we have. You know what I think of sometimes? I think of how many of my friends shut the door to salvation. I think of how many of my loved ones are unsaved and don't know, and as much as we try to witness to them, they don't see it. And then I say, Lord, you got a hold of me. And how dare I be ungrateful that I know you in such a way that my sins are covered. And Lord, that I have this relationship with my Heavenly Father that I never thought I could have. I never knew I could be so in love with God. How could I not be grateful, right? So rule number one is, let's make it from the heart. Also, I want to say that if you're a guest here and you don't care to participate, don't feel bad. Just if someone should call on you and go, hey, God bless you, don't walk out. All right? It'll be my last year here. And I love this camp. So just say, well, thank you. I take the blessing, and point to someone else. But let's magnify the Lord. Let's exalt Jesus Christ. Let's let the enemy hear in this camp that we're a grateful people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that sound right? Does that sound right?
Yes.
I'm a persistent brother. You know, and if God needs a cheerleader, I'm going to volunteer. And if he
if he could use me to get you to realize how wonderful he is in your heart, that's good. So we're going to do that, but first we're going to sing a great hymn. I mean, to me this is a great hymn. It's based on Psalm 40. It's 476. He brought me out of the miry clay. 476. And we're going to stand and sing this in a minute, but let me just ask first. Now, let me have your attention. You know, because I need to know something here, and I don't want you to be shy about it. I don't want you to be embarrassed. But how many of you know that God has saved you? Can I see hands? Do you mind responding? Wonderful. That, you know, one more. I'm a nuisance, I know, but it's a different kind of night. Ready? I'm going to ask you again, and I want you to respond with the salvation that's in your heart. All right? Okay. I want you to respond. This is terrible, but I want you to respond with the level of your understanding of your salvation. So you might say, "Well, I didn't come to camp for this." But I'm the minister. So I'm going to ask you, how many of you know this wonderful salvation? Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why shouldn't we respond with enthusiasm? You know, the world's looking for someone who's 212 boiling point for Jesus Christ. And we need that. And it doesn't have any, it doesn't have anything to do with our personality or our nature. It has everything to do with gratitude. And that you can't help it because it's so real. I'm basically a shy person. I am. But I get excited about the Lord. So we're going to sing this wonderful hymn. And we're going to get excited about Jesus Christ. And before the very first one up, and I'm so thankful he's willing to share with us, is going to be Joel, who had a... You know, I talked with him 3 times about this. And, well, Joe's going to come and share about his mission trip. And if you have a question, ask him, and this will be... Joe, we'll talk later. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Sing it with all your heart. Jesus. We pray that you'll be, if possible, blessed by what you hear tonight. We pray that you'll be honored, magnified in our midst. We're a grateful people, Lord. We're thankful that you have conveyed us from darkness into light. Lord, that you have revealed to us your great mercy and love. Thank you. We pray, Lord, as each one shares, that, God, it won't be out of anxiety or nervousness, but a heart that just can't be silent for what you're doing, for what you're working, for what you're going to do. So we pray, Lord God, that as we hear tonight, Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we'll all have a greater portion tonight of yourself. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?